Hello, everybody. Today's date is March 2nd, 2019. This is Cheryl A. Nocera, the owner and creator of Why Are So Many People Broken? The subject today is going to be on goals. Setting goals for yourself. I don't mean professional goals. I don't mean financial goals. Just a goal that will be for yourself. So, I just want to go ahead and tell you a little story about me. Pretty much all my life, I've never set any goals. The only goal I ever set in life was that I wanted more peace in my life, and I wanted more peace in the world. And of course, I can't control what happens in the world. I can only control what's around the people around me and myself. As of the end of last year, I started to make goals for myself. And one of the goals that I made for myself is making more me time. And the reason I'm doing this is because I never made me time. I'm almost like that hamster that's on a constant wheel, going, 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 going. And therefore, I have no time for anything for myself. I love my podcast. I'm going to continue to do my podcast. And as I said a few weeks back, I will do one a week. And that is a goal right now for me, that and more me time. I also want to go ahead and say that when I started making goals for myself, I started to be more challenged because it's more challenging for me to be on a timeline in my personal life. In my professional life, I'm constantly on a timeline and I'm constantly working. But on a personal level, it is challenging for me. It'd be easier for me to just go do XYZ than to sit down and make a podcast. Why do I do these podcasts? I do these podcasts because there are a lot of people out there that are afraid or maybe don't know how to ask for help in things that they need. And one of the things that a person may need is to make a personal goal. Maybe your personal goal is lose weight. Maybe your personal goal is to spend more me time. Have more me time. Maybe your personal goal is to run a marathon. Create a new song. Create a song. I don't know what your personal goal is. Make one for yourself. And I guarantee you'll see when you make this goal for yourself, you'll want to do it. It's almost like a competition with yourself. Like a friendly competition, right? People play that game, what's it called? Words with Friends. I can't play it because I don't even understand the app. I would like to play it. Not that I know many words, but I would like to. But anyway, that's whatever. But what I'm saying is that it's a friendly competition, right? If you say that by Sunday of next week, you're going to do whatever it may be. Let's just do weight, for example, okay? So say you say today's Saturday. By next Sunday, I will lose 1 pound. Okay? Just think about this for a second. So by that next Sunday, you will kill yourself to lose that 1 pound. Right? If your personal goal is to create a song, in 1 week, you will create a song. Maybe it's an article you wrote. Maybe it's a financial goal. I don't know. I can't really speak on finances because that's why I am where I am because I'm really bad at it. Too bad that wasn't one of my goals because that would be a good challenge for myself. One I know I probably would not make. But anyway, I'm just saying that. And if you need to reach out for help, by the way, to get that one goal, do it. Me, I love to talk to people, and I'm not embarrassed, and I'm not afraid. And I found that before I was, because I was already, like I had mentioned before, I've been taken down so many notches. And I had to build myself back up since 2010. I can't even tell you. I could have been homeless. That's how bad it was. If I didn't have my family, I would have been homeless. So, all I'm saying is that I knew how to start talking. And that's what happened with me. I started asking questions. I started talking about things with other people. And That's how I found what I found. And most of the stuff that I've done has been done on my own knowledge. But sometimes talking to people and getting answers for other things, it was pretty helpful to me. And I'm lucky enough, again, I will say, that I have been blessed in my life to have people like me that I'm surrounded by. Now, I don't mean crazy like me. I mean, like, on a spiritual level that, you know, are very intuitive. That I'm very fortunate. And I found through talking, you wouldn't know these people are intuitive until you started talking to them. So why am I bringing that up? Maybe you could have a conversation with somebody about, again, maybe it's your weight loss, okay? And if it's your weight loss, maybe you're going to find out that somebody had the same challenge. Maybe their fitness level is not your fitness level, but you might find out that they had a goal. And this is what they use. You know, it's kind of like you're putting formulas in. You know, you're plugging them in, you're plugging them in, you're plugging them in. And then once you do it, you're like, whoa, that was so easy. Now for my next challenge, right? So, again, this is my goal for right now. I'm keeping it simple. More me time and my podcast and anything else will follow. If you have any questions, again, please email me at lucky7158@AOL.com. If you have any comments, of course, you can comment to this podcast. And again, accept me on Facebook. I'll friend request me. It's Cheryl Nocera. And you're going to see a picture of, it looks like a hand, like a wizard holding a crystal ball, when it's really a cloud and the sun setting. Anyway, with that note, have a great day and go ahead. Make a goal for yourself. I would love to hear some feedback. Goodbye.